Yours by Michael Bailey. Gwen walked along the woodland path here and somewhere else. It was cool in the leafy shade, a relief from the searing sun outside on the lake. The path wound up the hillside between birch trees. A strong breeze shook the branches and made the leaves shiver. The birdsong died away as the temperature seemed to drop and Gwen felt the skin on her arms rise in goosebumps. She looked behind her. There was nothing to be seen, and yet a shadow moved at the corner of her vision. She stopped and looked again. The shadow didn't move, but hung like a dark area out of focus close to the path. "Get away from me. You have no place here. Go back to where you belong," Gwen commanded. The shadow dissolved, but Gwen didn't feel reassured. She hurried on, turning down the hill and back into the sunlight at the lakeside. She was still agitated when she met up with her partner, Rob. She told him what had happened and he asked if she was sure. She nodded. They went back up the path she'd taken, but all was peaceful and untroubled. They returned to the lake and sat on a bench, looking left across the water to the cleared track through the woods underneath the descent of a winter ski lift. Rob lifted his binoculars and studied the vertical trackway. The supports of the lift cast black shadows that lay parallel at intervals like railway sleepers. He had thought he might spot a deer, but instead he saw nothing. He couldn't be sure. He couldn't see anything to focus on, but he got the impression of something outside his field of view moving from shadow to shadow towards them. Finally, it disappeared behind the brick building that housed the end of the ski lift, 50 yards away from where they sat. Now it was Rob who felt the hairs on his neck rise. He could sense something there, hidden by the wall he was staring at. Gwen suggested they go into the hotel. They talked about what might or might not be out there and drank a beer each, encouraging one another to put the incidents aside as the products of overactive imagination in this slightly spooky out-of-season ski resort. The shadows softened and the colours intensified into the golden hour of evening as they stayed at their table by the window and ate supper. Upstairs in their room, Rob was relaxing when Gwen burst sobbing from the shower. She said she was frightened, her eyes were wide and the suntan on her face had blanched where her skin was drawn and pale. Rob tried to put his arms around her, but she pushed him away, clutching her towel tighter around her shoulders. "No," she said, "I'm frightened of you." "Who are you?" she asked, staring hard at him. "I'm Rob. And you are Gwen, and we are the same as ever," he told her. He suggested they go back into the bathroom and look in the mirror. As she stood in front of the mirror over the sink with Rob standing behind her, Gwen couldn't bring herself to look. Rob gently raised her chin with his hand. "Look," he said, "there's nothing to be frightened of." He put his hands on her shoulders and massaged them and her neck, which was stiff with tension. As she relaxed, she let the towel slip to the floor and he looked over her shoulder to admire her nakedness. "Come on into bed," he said. "It's all over. Nothing to be frightened of anymore." And he took her hand and led her into the bedroom. Gwen kissed Rob tentatively at first and then, with a desperation that went beyond their usual passion, she clung to him as he kissed her. She moaned and wrapped her legs around him, pushing herself against him, pulling his buttocks with her hands, digging her fingernails into his skin. Rob's face was above Gwen's as he entered her. In that familiar moment when intense feelings of love and oneness usually overcame him, he suddenly saw Gwen's face transformed into the mask of a wild beast, lips drawn back in a snarl that bunched under the merciless eyes staring at him. The long, sharp white teeth were daggers, bared in a grimace of savagery that would surely rip his throat open in an instant. Rob's eyes popped as he thrust harder and heard his own voice. "I love you. I don't care. Do what you want. I will never stop loving you." He blinked, and Gwen's face had the look of sublime and faraway calm it always had when they made love. the terrifying mask had gone. Rob had no doubt that he'd seen it and that he'd somehow passed a test by reacting as he had. Accepting his fate without bargaining, without relinquishing his love for Gwen, whoever or whatever she was. In the morning, Gwen was her old self, chatting about the history of the resort and the region they'd travelled through to get there. She said nothing of the strange apparition that they might have imagined in the afternoon, or of the terror they felt in the night. Rob didn't want to upset her, so he kept as quiet as well. Weeks later, Gwen started crying one evening. Words tumbled from her as she told Rob she was afraid of what she was inside. Rob let her talk until she ran dry, then gradually tried to comfort and reassure her that he loved her. She was not convinced. "How can you love me when you don't know who or what I am inside?" she asked. Rob smiled sadly and shook his head. "Gwen, my love, I've already seen what you are, and I know one day you might bite my head off, quite literally. But loving you makes me what I am, and I am yours."